back, I guess it was this last summer, we talked about City Square. City Square is gone. I mean, this is a Dallas nonprofit that was serving 27,000 people annually. It's closing. But the good news is the Presbyterian Church's Stewpot is had it signed on to take it over. I mean, this is a 50-year-old ministry as part of the Presbyterian Church, and they feed thousands of people every day very effectively, and it's closed. I mean, it's done. As of Friday the 13th of all days, it's closed. Executive Director of the Stewpot's Brenda Snetzer, and we welcome her back. Congratulations. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
I know this was a long time coming. I know it's been a lot of work. You all are already operating over there. So is your work over now, or is it just beginning?
It's just beginning, David. And it wasn't a real long time, because it wasn't until May that City Square announced that they were going to be closing, which we were all distressed about. But it was July when a number of nonprofits, put in that they would like to purchase the campus, and we were selected. So it's been a very fast, period of time of due diligence and beginning the fundraising to acquire the campus.
So let's put all this together for the people listening. You all, I know, serve food. You serve three meals a day to lots of people, and have for a long time. And there's a place to pick up mail, and sometimes they get showers. Tell me what City Square does and how you integrate these two operations.
So it's been a great partnership with City Square. They're 30 years of operation, and we're about to celebrate 50 years going into January. We have both done a lot of poverty alleviation, which is serving food and food pantry. We've done food distribution. They've done food pantry to the community. They've been primarily...
So yours is prepared food, and theirs was like a grocery store.
Well, theirs is a grocery store, but we also did food distribution, like boxed food that people could drive through,
right,
and pick up food. So we've been doing that. We've been serving several thousand people for the last 5-6 years. So we've been doing that. But food choice that they'll be able to do at the food pantry, which is what City Square has been able to do. And they serve over 12,000. And with our 2,000 that may be going there, we're going to continue to serve a lot of people.
Well, and this helps your physical plan, too. I mean, you're moving over there, and you're increasing in size really substantially.
Yeah, it's about double the space in the building, but 4 acres as opposed to just around our building. So we will have much more campus size for our, showers that we do twice a month for the community, and lots of other programming that's going on. Our housing, our, like you said, mail distribution, all those kinds of programs that we're taking from the location we're at over to the City Square campus.
Well, I mean, this seems like the most logical thing in the world, because there was some duplication of services. And when it comes to something like this, maybe you just can't have too many people providing services, but there are others too. And what's the distinction between what you all will do now under this and, places like the North Texas Food Bank or Austin Street Shelter or other outfits that we hear about?
Well, so we've been longtime collaborators with those organizations. North Texas Food Bank and Crossroads Community Services has supplied our food, has supplied the City Square food. So that's a great partnership. We partner with Austin Street Center. We help do their ID services. And so they're all of these organizations try to do what they do well and be the expert in those areas, but collaborate in those partnerships. And so the Stewpot, being 50 years old, one of the oldest in Dallas organizations, we've been collaborating a long time with these different partners.
And I was reading, there was an op-ed in the Dallas Morning News, which I thought was really fascinating, because it pointed out something I didn't know about, which is that it's fairly unique to see this sort of public-private church cooperation with the city. And in fact, who was it they were highlighting? Oh, Portland, Oregon, prohibits this. You can't have, the overall. And again, this would seem like the most logical combination there is.
Yes, I think we in Dallas try to partner really well. And even though the Stew Pot is a ministry of First Presbyterian Church of Dallas, it's been a community ministry all along. And so we have had a longstanding partnership with the city, with those other partners to really deliver services to folks experiencing homelessness, as well as those that are housed, but in extreme poverty.
So there'll be growth. You'll be able to serve more people, I would assume, more efficiently, you know, from the location. What about you? You've been on, how long have you been there? 3 or 4 years now?
7 years.
Has it been 7 years?
Yeah.
But I mean, this must mean a lot to you personally as the executive director, and what you oversee just like doubled in size.
Yeah, actually, we've almost tripled in size. We have grown both in our program offerings as well as because we added housing over the last 3.5-4 years. But the numbers of clients served, neighbors, volunteers, staff. So, yes, we have in our budget. So, which, you know, is always great, but it's also a stressor because we have to raise that every year, the funding to support those services.
Well, and this, I mean, I saw a price tag of $7 million for this, and it's not, but it's on a note right now, I guess. So you're in a fundraising period right now.
We absolutely are. We have been blessed with strong support from donors to get to this point. But we also, like you said, are financing some of it and asking the community and the continued support from foundations and individuals to help us as we continue forward, because we can't carry that note too long. You know, we need help and support.
So and what about signage? Is everything still Stew Pot now? Is it under one name?
Yes, it will be under Stew Pot. We're still figuring out what the signage will look like because, as you said, we're just closing today. And so we are transitioning over. And so over the coming months, we will be on campus and delivering food in the food pantry Monday through next week. But we will, you know, be moving over and moving signage and figuring out what all that looks like.
Okay, well, I got the answer to the first question. I reiterated, I think, that I asked you, which is, no, it's not over. Your work is just beginning. But it seems like good work. Brandon Snitzer's executive director of the Stew Pot. Always good to have you with us. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. For more of a conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.